This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson. So glad you're with me. KJRadio.com. We got tons to talk about. Your president, President Trump. I love when leftists go, he's not my president. Oh, he's your president. And let me tell you something else. You're going to be proud to say that. As soon as you get over your butt hurt, whatever it is you're going through, you're going to be, he's my president, man. I can't believe Donald Trump. Your worker, your friends, your family are all enjoying that $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 bucks they got back from courtesy of Donald Trump's tax reform, courtesy of this Donald Trump economy. You are happy because you know what? You're going to be, I'm talking to the leftists right now, conservatives. We're happy. We're beaming. Yeah, because we are naturally happy. But these angry leftists, they're going to take vacations, they're going to spend more time with family and friends, and they're going to find out that life has more meaning than being angry all the time, than looking at, oh, black people's plight is so bad, and the Latinos and the little babies, and Yeah, they're going to get over all that stuff. And they're going to be able to give more and do more and feel better about themselves, and that's going to translate into more conservatives being out there. And you know what conservatives are? I call myself a free-range Negro. See, I don't have to live under the constraints of other black folks or whatever else. I'm just a human who's able to think about what he likes, what his hopes and dreams are, and can say that openly and honestly, and have no political agenda. Not even be concerned about, oh man, my ideology has to work out no matter what. Let me tell you why the conservative ideology works out no matter what. You want to know why? You're interested in this? Huh? The reason the conservative ideology works out no matter what is because it is built on truth. It is built on a moral core, ethics. So what do we have to worry about? Eventually, all these people come back to the realization that, you know what? These people have been lying to me on the left. They've been making me believe something that's not true. And they do it with it's a ruse. It is a fabricated plot, folks, against you. And the only way they can win in this game is when they're duplicitous, when they are scheming against you and theirs. See, they're scheming against us because they want their way. They're elitist. They say, we know more than you. Why can't you look at those this FISA memo that everybody's talking about? Well, because you're too stupid. They want you to believe you can't understand it. If you get this information, you won't know what to do with it. It's quite the opposite. If you get this information, you will know what to do with it. You will leave the Democrat Party. Are you paying attention, leftists? Because you don't have attention spans very long. You will leave the Democrat Party. You will say enough is enough. You're about to make a battlefield conversion. You know what that is, a battlefield conversion, where you find Jesus? Because the cake is hitting the fan in so many ways. Bombs, bullets flying by. Clink, clink. You're going, holy. They're looking for God. And God is appearing to them right now saying, I told you so, my son, my daughter, my whatever pronoun you would like to use. God is speaking to them. Jesus, he's saying, you better find me in your life, you lecherous leftist, because your whole foundation, everything that you stand for is about to get uplifted. Boop. If Barack Obama was your God, you're about to get a real disappointment. If the Democrat Party was your God, if you think it's the party of poverty, the party of the poor, the party of the downtrodden, the party of women, whatever you think it is, you are about to get a real rude awakening. So wake up, little girl. The Democrat Party doesn't care about your femininity. They may wear vagina costumes, but trust me, they don't care about yours. That's why they want Muslims in here to bring you some of that rape culture. Black folks, you think they care about you? Black leftists, go look at your situation. I mean, I could go on. So I ask in her first segment of the show today, you happy? You, conservatives, are you happy? Are you happy with the outcome? Are you happy that the truth is coming out? See, we could be happy that Hillary Clinton's going down. I don't wish for Hillary Clinton to go down, per se. But I am happy that the truth comes out. And if it happens that Hillary Clinton goes down, well, bonus. Because, see, Hillary Clinton at any point could have fessed up. She could have said, you know what? I did it. I do feel no ways tired. I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far. You know, she feels no ways tired now. And she came out recently talking about, I can't say the word. I won't say the word. You can probably say it on the radio these days, but I ain't going to say it. But it rhymes with witches and hitches and ditches. All right. And she had said something like, I've got something for those hitches, ditches, and witches. And I don't even, it was, people called it just like this crazy utterance, because I hadn't heard a single thing out of Hillary Clinton in a while. And I don't expect to. Hillary Clinton needs to lay low. Now, she won't, because that's what, you know, the left, when their backs are against the wall, they continue to lie. They finger point and say, I did not have, you just pay attention to America right now, because I'm mad. I'm angry that you're accusing me of doing what I did. Now, look here. I did not have sexual relations with that girl. And Hillary did not hide her server in the bathroom and expose secrets that have to do with the Clinton Foundation and us murdering a bunch of people. And I'm sick of y'all seeing it. Yeah. I'm just telling you, it's coming out. It's being seen, and good for us. And you know what else is coming out? It's coming out that you made the right decision on Donald Trump. The left hate that. They hate that you're right. See, you were about truth and justice. You said, we need a person who's going to clean up this mess. And I'm not talking about, you know, oh, yeah, well, let's change the way we do our accounting. And, you know, and yeah, we can continue to grow the economy by faking some fictitious figure or whatever. No, you needed somebody who was going to come in and say, you know what, I can do this in my sleep. Replacing a failed community organizer is so easy, even a caveman can do it. And he did it. And you know what? You can be proud of it, because Donald Trump went to Davos and he rocked it. Go look at any of it. Go look at the clips. Go look at what's been saying, what people are saying about him now, when they said he was going to get booed and people were going to walk out. A little bit more on that when we come back, folks. Kevin Jackson, show you what you listen to.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry, while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, real quick statement, what they said about Donald Trump and this whole Davos thing. But CNBC reported on this, and I played the clips earlier. Maybe we'll play them a little later. I don't like repeating stuff, so catch it, kjradio.com, and you can hear the first segments. But here's what they said. While the crowd didn't leave, quote, being in love with Donald Trump, can't be said, they did leave, quote, feeling that they have to reexamine their current thinking about him as a leader. And that's about as best as he could have put it, that could have come out of it. The article continues. Some leaders at Davos are now thinking of investing in the United States, who previously were not, can't be said. The performance may also have scored Trump an invitation to next year's World Economic Forum, he said. What? Now, see, that's where you go. You get into the nonsense. What do you mean it may have? First of all, if you have a World Economic Forum and the United States is not there, you haven't had an economic forum. Certainly not a world one. Are you kidding? They go on to say this, though. In fact, the, quote, combative, loud Trump that people have grown accustomed to seeing on TV wasn't there, said Tony Fratto, former White House Deputy Press Secretary and Assistant Treasury Secretary for President George W. Bush. He was more reserved, and he also had a good story to tell about the United States. Hey, earth to leftists, Donald Trump is a reasonable man who knows what he's doing. Combative, loud Trump. How loud can you be on Twitter? He's not using all caps. Donald Trump merely protects his reputation, his brand. And let me tell you something. I don't know who the richest man in the world is right now. Maybe it is Jeff Bezos. Maybe it is Zuckerberg or one of these other leftist clowns. But I'll tell you who the guy who's got the most credibility in the world and who is worth more, maybe not on paper, than all of them combined, it is Donald Trump. That is what he's getting out of this presidency. And you can bet nobody on the left expected it, right? They thought, oh, Donald Trump's going to get in there and he's going to be a moron. He won't know what he's doing. Yeah, why? Because he went to Wharton and he took a $1 million loan and built himself into a multi-billion dollar, you know, organization and brand known worldwide. Reality show TV star, you fired. Everybody knows who he is, and then he takes that and becomes president of the United States and has a year one that is better than Ronald Reagan, at least according to the Heritage Institute. That's what he did. What do you think the Donald Trump brand is worth right now? What do you think Trump, I'll put it to you this way. Would you, as a CEO, let Trump run your organization? Yeah, what do you ask? Of course you would. I would. How many people do you think feel the same way? Now, ask yourself this question. How many of those people would let Barack Obama run their corporations? If you name me anybody that would let Barack Obama run their corporation, I will show you a failed company within 2 years. Guy's a moron. I've said it multiple times. I want to drive that point home. He is a first-class idiot of the highest order. Anyway, Trump rocked it in Davos. Here were some of the things that came out that I thought was very interesting. I was looking at tweets over the weekend, and here's one. A guy predicted the future. This could happen this week. Number one, FISA memo made public. Number two, Democrat indictment parade. Number three, 2018 elections. The future, okay, got it. Yeah, we know that's going to happen. Number four, trials on live TV. Number five, I messed it up. 2018 elections for trials on live TV. So people are gonna see these trials on TV, saying. Number four, prison. Number five, epic Hillary prison interview. Number six, Trump 2020 landslide. Number seven, Dow hits 33,333. I love that one. Number eight, Hillary bedside confession to everything. I thought, you know what? That's a pretty good prediction. Now, here's what's funny about this, and I've got an ongoing dialogue with a gentleman named Carl, who I like. I like Carl. Carl's a sharp guy. He just doesn't believe this is going to happen. But this is these are the things that are trending on Twitter, by the way. There are people saying, FISA memo gets made public, Democrat indictment parade, Hillary in prison, and many others. We've seen people lawyering up. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. The number of people lawyering up will go up likely, certainly every month leading into 2018. It's going to go up. So we had two lawyer up in the month of January. I expect three people at least to lawyer up in February. And it's a short month. I expect four people to lawyer up in March and so on. And don't feel like you were out of the loop if you end up having as many as 50 people who've lawyered up in the Obama administration. And I'm going to even go a step further and tell you that I'm going to predict that Barack Obama himself will need to pursue legal representation in 2018. And I get it if people say to me, Kevin, man, there's just no way it's going to happen. I'm telling you, that's my prediction. I would add to this guy's prediction that the number of people that are, you're going to see many, many Democrats lawyer up, including Barack Obama. And as I said to you guys before in a different broadcast, I cannot wait until Barack Obama lawyers up, and I'd love to be a fly on the wall, any Democrat, where there's a group of them, when they say the president, former President Barack Obama has sought legal representation at the firm of, you know, did he cheat him and how? And I'm going to go, there you go. I'm going to say it right to their faces. I told you so. The Ugandan president is smarter than our America's leftist, and he understands this. Here's what he says. He says, I love Trump because he's frank. Africa can do much better. Now, this has to infuriate the liberals who say that Trump is a racist. The president of Uganda is saying Trump knows what's going on. He speaks the truth. He's unafraid to say it. And you know what? I validate what Donald Trump just said. Africa could do much better. Now, don't even get me started on Africa, because I get mad. Because I'm a lot of African. I told you what my DNA was. I mean, I'm all over Africa. So it angers me when I think of how great of a continent Africa would be if it ran like the United States. If they put their resources together, Africa would be, it's the richest, probably the richest continent in the world. And you talk about tourism. If Africa had its act together, the tourism alone would be enough to finance that country. Be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce
reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Problem is that the minority leader Chuck Schumer is threatening to take away a must-have from President Trump, and that is the border wall. So now the president has responded on Twitter. He writes this, crying Chuck Schumer fully understands, especially after his humiliating defeat, that if there is no wall, there is no DACA. We must have safety and security together with a strong military for our great people. Schumer has been putting a lot of pressure on Republicans here in the Senate, now threatening to make Mitch McConnell's life very difficult if he softens his commitment to advance a DACA fix before those people brought to the country illegally as kids face deportation. Schumer's preference is by February 8th.
We've gotten a commitment from Senator McConnell, trust but verify, but he made it not just to Democrats, but to a good chunk of his own caucus. So that means a lot. And I think we have it renewed momentum.
Republican senators that I've been talking to are happy to help DACA recipients figure out a way to stay, but they don't see a need to do it until March, which is, of course, a month after Schumer wants it done.
Well, time is a ticking, Peter. So how much optimism is there in the Senate that an immigration deal can be made?
It seems like people feel pretty good about it, and there is optimism about an immigration deal. But Senator John Thune is saying it is very important that they figure out a way to make sure that they have enough Democrats on board to actually pass something out of the Senate. And on the Republican side, their wish list is very straightforward.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Chuck Schumer trying to get all tough. Tough Chuck. Donald Trump calls him Crying Schumer. Crying Chuck, doesn't he? Crying Chuck. I love that. Great nickname. Crying Chuck. So Schumer, I'm starting to cough. What's up with this? It's not even a smell. It's making me cough here. Anyway, Schumer, it's funny to me that he believes himself to be in the driver's seat. You know, he's the one that can control all of this. I mean, what a phony. Look, I would say to Democrats, there's no way to win here. I don't even want to stay on this subject very long except to tell you that there's no way they win this battle. They might as well move along. Trump set all kinds of traps, and they fell into every single one. They are mortally wounded on DACA. Even this latest round of let's do 1.5 million, I mean 1.8 million people, and the Democrats back away from that, and you're like, you're going to do 1.8 million, which you only had talked about 800,000, and they rejected. Now Donald Trump can say, they rejected a good offer. I gave them even more than what they wanted. I wanted to prove to you, America, that they don't care. See, we've already discussed this before. we talked to you. I wrote a piece about it and told you that it was a ploy. The Democrats don't care about the number of the 800,000 Dreamers. What they care about are the votes of the chain migration that would continue. And that's what they need. They need chain migration. What Donald Trump has done is he is sending illegals home. They're going home. But by the way, while we were talking about all this stuff right now, there were raids going on in Texas and Oklahoma of illegals. And the Democrats know there's nothing they can do about it. And I'm going to tell you, when we really start cracking down on these sanctuary city governors and mayors, the ones who ditched out on the meeting with the president, because they said, well, if he's going to implement things that make our lives miserable, make us have to live up to our constitutional rights, well, then, you know, we're not going to go to his meeting. And I laugh at I scoff at this. I want you to take note. I want everybody listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I want you to take note of what I say to you right now. You're going to watch over the next few months, mayor after mayor decide, I need to meet with President Trump. Now, I wanted to say something else. I wanted to tell you guys there's an issue there that we have to remain aware of. This redistricting, and they're suing, I believe it's not Hawaii, somewhere the Republicans took over. They're suing because Republicans began redistricting. Redistricting doesn't sound like much. It's very innocuous. It's like, oh, who cares? You know, to the winner goes the spoils. So the Republicans said, okay, to the winner goes the spoils. Let's redistrict. Now, these redistricting committees are non-governmental people. The governor of a place will set up a civilian, supposedly bipartisan group who'll set up and do redistricting. But it's not bipartisan. It's as bipartisan as Durbin and Lindsey Graham getting together to give a DACA bill to the president. And I would ask you, do you think Lindsey Graham is bipartisan? Is he really representing the interests of the Republicans? And the answer is no. But they'll find these stooges and put them on these committees. Now, these are citizens that are unelected who then decide how to redistrict. And every group that comes to power redistricts based on what's good for that group. And you know what they do? They carve in and out of the black community, mostly in the Latino community, the minority communities, as best they can. They know exactly where they get, for example, the biggest number of Republican votes. So what they'll do if the Democrats are in charge is they'll say, we're going to redistrict, and hopefully we can bring in a big swath of Democrats in that area. They will even go, Democrats have this to such a science that they will move illegals or whomever, whatever special interest group they can, into that area so that they can lessen the Republican vote. And they do it little by little over a series of elections until they make a powerfully red area, at the very least purple, and in most cases blue. Now, they did this in Colorado. And the Colorado model, even though it was only temporary, it showed that if you wanted to influence an election cycle, you can. And that's what happened in Wisconsin. That's what happened in Virginia, because they take lots of money, they get lots of people and operatives on the streets, and they change the demographic for a while. The problem is, it doesn't last. Because leftism, it sucks. So it doesn't last. But they are now trying to make the model to where it will last. It'll last more than you can even imagine. So here's what I want you to understand. In the time that the Republican Party won 950-plus state legislature seats, they won 19 governorships. They won 38 congressional seats and 9 Senate seats. Roughly, those are the right numbers. They only control 46.2% of the voting population. So after triage against the Democrats, at the hands of Barack Obama, the Republicans, you would think with all of our wins that we would be in control of 57, 58% of the legislature, you know, the voting block within these different areas. We're not. Why? Because of redistricting. Democrats, when they were in power, redistricted in such a way that it is almost impossible for Republicans to take over states. Now, we did win governorships and things like that, but I'm telling you, we don't control the legislature. We don't control the voting bloc the way we should. Think about it this way. Look at the maps of these cities in the counties, and it's practically red. But in those small areas of blue, always around big cities, that's what's dictating politics. Those blue areas are what dictate politics. They're really not blue. They've been made blue. And what the cities have figured out, what the Democrats have figured out, is if they concentrate on those cities and do these types of shenanigans, then that's how they can make this work. And that's why the mayors ignore Trump. That's why your fight inside of your big city, your fight against that university that is there to be a cancer to conservatism. You see it as, well, we've got lots of universities around, and you feel like it's part of culture. It's not part of culture. It's there for a reason. It's there to be a poison pill against conservatism. It's a thought trap, an indoctrination center, and there are many others. Churches used to be these bastions of truth. They're no longer that. They are indoctrination centers, particularly the black churches. Indoctrination. So we've got to learn this quickly and then get control of this redistricting. And this redistricting thing that got shot down by some state Supreme Court where Republicans were redistricting must be fought. But more importantly, it should not be citizens who are doing this. It should be elected officials who do this. That when I talked about the deep state earlier, the deep state is defined as the group of people who are unaccountable to the public but are making the decisions on our behalf. It is absolutely necessary that while we have Donald Trump in office, we eliminate these deep state operatives.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? How's it feel to have the left by the short hairs? Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. KJRadio.com. If you want to give me a call, 844-551-8255. We got them by the short hairs. We got them running around. They don't even know which way to look. They are still trying to run interference on the truth, and it's not working. They don't know how to act. That's because of you. You were smart enough to get them running, boy. Woo! God bless the conservative movement. God bless the USA! That's a little, what was that? Kind of like a little bit of Elvis and, I don't know, a little bit of Lee Greenwood, but with a touch of Elvis at the end of there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Priscilla, you with me? Boom! Chelsea Clinton funneled $1 million in federal contracts to her friends, and you thought little Chelsea was all innocent. You know, because she got married, she's popping out little grandbabies for Hillary, for crooked Hillary and crooked Bill. Oh, I'm so happy we have a grandbaby, because now we look more, you know, we don't look like we just go around killing people. Because we used to go around just killing people, and now you got grandbabies, just can't, you know, people don't look at you as killers. They position Chelsea as angelic. I'm surprised they're not telling us that Chelsea had an immaculate conception. These babies are born of God in a manger. You know, go to some black church. Show Chelsea out there in the hay. Oh my goodness. When they added their daughter to the foundation, they didn't need her help. I mean, look, if you set something up as a charity and you're a good, like you're the Rockefellers, and you say it's the Rockefeller Foundation, you don't go, well, we're also going to include little Bobby and little Billy and little Susie, little Rockefeller. You just call it the Rockefeller Foundation. Everybody understands it's the family foundation. And as the kids mature, then you know, little Bobby, little Billy, little Cindy, David, whatever. I don't know all the Rockefellers. But all those rich white kids can now say, yeah, we're part of the Rockefeller Foundation. You don't have to say that. We're the Rockefellers. Most places, that would be a funny, strange name, but not in America. You say Rockefeller. If I was, you know, you didn't, if the Rockefellers weren't rich and you didn't know them, I was like, yeah, my name's Kevin Rockefeller. What kind of name is Rockefeller? I would get ridiculed over that. But nope. I'm part of the Rockefeller Foundation. Oh, you are. Old money. Yeah, people would be all excited. And the Clintons wanted to be that. They wanted to go from, you know, cornbread, inbred, you know, cornbread eating, inbred, country trash, white trash, okay, I said it, to a sophisticated couple that has its own foundation, the Clinton family foundation, the Clinton Foundation, yes indeed. And Chelsea, they didn't need her. Yeah, but they did it. They added Chelsea to the foundation. Let me put it a different way. Chelsea brought no expertise to the foundation. The expertise needed was Bill Clinton, former president, who had all the connections, and Hillary to run interference in the State Department. State Department Hillary. Crooked Hillary and crooked Bill. Boom. That's all they needed. What in the world's going on out there? But in order to feel, you know, to give the foundation, that little touch, you know, that little thing that made people forget about the worldwide connections to thieves and scoundrels and the interference that the State Department could run, they needed little Chelsea. Mommy and Daddy Dearest would make sure that the other stuff got taken care of, but Chelsea's job was to look innocent. She was just supposed to be innocent. Because the Clinton Foundation, well, it was established to help the widows and orphans, you know. And who better than little Chelsea to do that? But, as we've learned now, the apple doesn't fall too far from the trees. And Chelsea may not be quite as innocent as we thought she was. Now, I've been saying this for a while. I remember they said Chelsea actually tried to blow the whistle on some of the things in the Clinton administration, but she did it unknowingly. It was like, well, you know, what are we doing this, Mom and Dad? And they were like, hey, Chelsea, now it's best not to ask too many questions. Bill Clinton was like, well, Chelsea, you know, you can't know everything that we're doing over here. You know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that are above your pay grade. Yeah. Widows and orphans. During Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, more than $11 million of federal contracts were awarded to a questionably legitimate think tank, which is owned and operated by Chelsea Clinton's best friend, her BFF. Jacqueline Neumeier, whom Chelsea says is her best friend, owns and operates Long-Term Strategy Group, LTSG. Over the past 10 years, LTSG has been awarded more than $11 million from a Department of Defense think tank known as the Office of Net Assessment, the ONA. Mm-hmm. Long-Term Strategy Group has a virtually non-existent website, no security clearances, yet to date they've received $11.2 million in federal contracts, and this is according to USAspending.gov. You are free to go check that out. I went and looked. I was like, well, I want to see this for myself. I don't know if this is true. I presume it's true. And it is true. They're all listed there. $1 million, Department of Defense in 2009, 624. Another $1.2 million, $1.3 million in that one. $1.2 million in 2008. $297,000 in 2011. $228,000 in 2013, $215,000 in 2015. And these are, I would be guaranteed, you know, pretty much these are what they call IDIQ contracts, indefinite quantity, indefinite delivery contracts, probably given under the auspices of the SBA, small women-owned businesses, is what I'm guessing. Story swept under the rug for the most part by the media, broke during Hillary Clinton's run-up to her butt-kicking by Donald Trump, but the fake news media would not implicate little Chelsea. The conservative outlets have reported on it. The Free Beacon reported on it in October of 2016. Here's what they said. Former Secretary of State sought to arrange Pentagon and State Department consulting contracts for her daughter's friend, prompting concerns of federal ethics rules violations. Clinton in 2009 arranged meetings between Jacqueline Neumeier Deal, a friend of Chelsea Clinton, and the head of the Defense Consulting Group, Long-Term Strategy Group, with Pentagon officials that involve contracting discussions, according to emails from Clinton's private server made public recently by the State Department. Clinton also tried to help Deal win a contract for consulting work with the State Department's Director of Policy Planning, according to the emails. Deal is a close friend of Chelsea, who is vice chair of the Clinton Foundation. Emails between the two were included among the thousands recovered from a private email server used by Secretary of State between 2009 and 2013. Chelsea Clinton described Deal as her best friend. Both Clintons attended Deal's 2011 wedding. And I bet it was a grandiose one because Deal had locked in deals at that point that had netted her company millions of dollars. People in her company had to be going, this chick is delivered. Yeah, but they didn't want you to know this. They didn't want you to find this out. It's like that picture of Barack Obama with Farrakhan. Did you see that picture? That picture was taken with Barack Obama, Farrakhan, and members of the Congressional Black Caucus. Barack Obama said to them, you can't show this picture privately or I might not become president. Then he wins the primaries and he still says, you still can't show it. And 8 years later, they declassify the picture and show him hanging out with a guy who wants to see the destruction of the Jews, who says white people are the devil. Now they let you see it. Oh, man. And we have to recover. Hillary Clinton said, no, the emails that I discussed, the emails that I hid or I got rid of were things that have to do with Chelsea's wedding. They had to do with my yoga. They had to do with, you know, personal issues or whatever. And she said supposedly they were going to keep these dividing lines between the Secretary of State and the Clinton Foundation, an obvious lie, because those lines aren't even, to say they're blurred is ridiculous. They don't exist. And we find out again, how through FOIA, freedom of information, not because Hillary cooperated and said, I'm going to give you everything I have. No, she hid this. And you can bet these contracts are just a percentage of what other bigger contracts are getting, because this lady's probably an MWBE, a minority woman-owned business enterprise, according to the SBA, and that's how they're letting her do this. And companies are benefiting by saying they're doing business with the LTSG, and when in fact they're not doing business with them, it's a pass-through. I'd hire forensic accountants to look at every deal done by the Clinton if I were the president.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.